Next month, five Macaw Indians from Washington State are due in federal court to face charges of illegally killing a gray whale. The men say they did it out of frustration. Their tribe has a recognized treaty right to hunt the whales, but it's been waiting years for a government permit. Their actions have more than just legal consequences. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the rest of the tribe has come to see the hunters as both troublemakers and heroes.
Wayne Johnson is a man who's afraid to go home. When we caught up with him, he was hanging out in a bar 70 miles from the Macaw Reservation. He didn't want to go back, he said, because he didn't want to face the leaders of his tribe. Johnson's trouble started on a sunny day last September, when he decided he was no longer going to wait for a government permit to go whaling.
It was a beautiful morning. There was whales everywhere. My grandfathers were looking down at me, and it was time to take a hunt.
For centuries, Macaw whalers performed some pretty impressive feats of skill and endurance in the icy waters here off the Olympic Peninsula. They'd paddle out for miles, kill a 20-ton animal with harpoons made from mussel shells, and then tow it back with their canoes. Johnson wanted to show the world that his people still have those skills. But on that day last fall, things didn't go so well. He and his four-man crew only managed to wound their whale before the Coast Guard showed up and arrested them.
I could hear the whale breathe. Blood was squirting out. And I could hear this, and I was pleading with the Coast Guard. Any one of the five of us could put this whale out of its misery. I'm going to hear this for the rest of my life.
The injured whale lingered for hours in the waters off the Macaw Reservation. Eventually, the Coast Guard allowed another tribal member, Joseph McGimsey, to go out in a boat and pray over the whale until it finally died and sank. Today, McGimsey's prayers are for Wayne Johnson and his crew.
May the spirit of our ancestors hold them up and keep them strong, Grandfather, so that we can win this fight against all of these bum people that are trying to attack us and take our right or way of life away from us, Grandfather.
McGimsey is one of those people in this tribe who cultivate the memory of their whaling ancestors. In his living room, he keeps an old iron harpoon as a memento. He supports what Wayne Johnson did that day. As far as he's concerned, the federal permitting process is a bogus bureaucratic obstacle engineered by animal rights groups. He says Johnson was just reclaiming his whaling heritage.
It's still in our blood, and we will continue to do it. It'll be a cold day in hell when they take that right away from us. There'll be war.
But not everyone on the reservation feels this combative. Down by the docks, where the tribe has its fishing fleet, the atmosphere is a little more cynical. It doesn't take long to hear the jokes about Indians who charm white reporters with mystical tales of whale-hunting ancestors. And there's also grumbling about how the illegal hunt might bring animal rights protesters back to the reservation. Micah McCarty is the chairman of the tribal council.
There are certainly mixed emotions at the community meeting we held at the day of the incident.
He says people here worry that the illegal whale hunt could jeopardize the tribe's other hunting and fishing rights. The tribal government was quick to express its official disapproval. It even tossed the crew in jail for the night. Still, the council chairman can't help but betray his sympathy for their actions.
You know, maybe it could be analogous to the Boston Tea Party. You know, if civil disobedience, you know, didn't exist, this country wouldn't have become America.
For now, Wayne Johnson occupies a kind of limbo. To his tribe, he's both a hero and a headache. He says he's being pressured to plead guilty on the federal charges to avoid the spectacle of a trial. Meanwhile, the tribe's policy is to keep waiting for that whaling permit. They hope it'll come through in a couple more years. No one can tell yet whether last September's hunt will make that day come sooner or later. Martin Costi, NPR News.